Greetings from Financial Services Online, Australia's trusted source for news on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. I'm Paige Estertori, bringing you the daily financial services news wrap for Friday, February 14th, 2025. Our top story, AZ Sestante, a leading player in AZ Next Generation Advisory, is heading into a strong growth phase with the strategic appointment of Antonio Valiente as head of business development, bringing a wealth of knowledge and leadership experience from prestigious institutions such as ANZ, IPAC Securities, and Zurich. Antonio aims to leverage his expertise to assist financial advisory firms through this economically volatile period. With an internationally connected, local team of experts, AZ Sestante indicates its strong market position by recruiting literary giants within the industry, a move that echoes the explicit growth objective of Azimut Group, steering toward the superannuation scene. An urgency bell rings for reforms in super payment schedules. As the current quarterly payment protocol stands, working Australians stand to lose a lot in potential savings. The Super Members Council underscores that Australians have missed out on a staggering $41.6 billion over the last decade, pointing to the pressing need for change. Major stakeholders have been assured by Assistant Treasurer Stephen Jones that a draft legislation is just around the corner, a move that we hope will propel Australians towards enhanced retirement savings. In a turn of events affecting businesses globally, insurance rates have begun to soften, as the latest report from Marsh's Commercial Price Monitor reveals. Here in Australia Pacific, we're leading the charge with a sizable 8% reduction, outpacing even our UK counterparts who are experiencing a 5% drop in rates. These declining rates, although a challenge to underwriters, would be welcomed by Australian firms looking to manage operational costs effectively. Finally, global news that's hit close to home. President Donald Trump's 25% tariff on steel and aluminium imports has rocked Australian share markets. Our own ASX 200 took a significant nosedive before managing to recover marginally, closing down 2860 points at 8482.80. Investors and economists are now on high alert concerning the broader influences this might have on the Australian economy, cautiously observing for potential ripple effects. Amid this market unrest, select sectors such as utilities, healthcare, and consumer staples have managed to stay afloat, providing some solace to investors. That concludes today's Financial Services Wrap. Stay informed with the latest updates across finance, insurance, superannuation, and money management at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estertori, saying expand your financial horizons with Financial Services Online.